webcasting to the world the good news of our righteousness in God. This is the Gospel Revolution Radio Network. Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is Glenn Klein online. It's hump day, Wednesday, May 21st, 2008. The only May 21st, 2008. In the history of the world, let us help you over the hump. It is also the only first pledge drive of the spring version of the Gospel Revolution Spring Pledge Drive. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of year again. Every quarter we come to you asking for your help to keep this thing moving in the right direction. And we're doing it tonight. And please welcome online from the home offices of the Gospel Revolution in beautiful Houston, Texas, the president of the Gospel Revolution, Mr. Michael Williams. Michael!
Yay. Hey, Glenn.
How are you?
I am splendiferous.
You are, aren't you?
I really am.
You know, right now in the official Glenn Klein Online studios here in Tampa, and I am back in Tampa, it was a quick turnaround. Spent several days in the Gospel Revolution Northern Outpost. But right now in the Tampa studios of Glenn Klein Online, I have got on the monitor my Chicago Cubs against your Houston Astros.
Ah.
And the Astros just hit a home run.
Yay, Astros.
No, that's not yay, Astros.
Yay, Astros.
Carlos Lee just hit a home run into the Crawford boxes at Minute Maid Park.
Go, Carlos.
Have you ever been to Minute Maid Park?
No. Nope.
Think you ever will be?
No. Nope.
Maybe we'll have one of the Gospel Revolution conventions at Minute Maid Park when it gets so huge.
It will.
That the Marriott North at Greenpoint cannot handle it anymore.
It shall not contain us.
But
we shall expand the borders of our tent.
But tonight, we will be talking about the convention as the night rolls on, and we're happy to report that over half the rooms have already been reserved, that we have, we can get more, but we're on our way, and so we'll be talking about that later. But our focus tonight, as always, is the gospel, the good news that everybody, and when we say everybody, we mean everybody, is righteous in God. It's a done deal. It's finished. This is the good news. If there's any bad news in it, it's not the gospel. And our focus tonight is to raise our operating budget for the next 3 months for the Gospel Revolution. Our goal this week is $5,000. For the 3 weeks is $15,000. And I know that we've also been having some challenges. We've had a lot of challenges.
Challenge.
We have had some challenges. We've had it. There may be some people listening right now, as a matter of fact, that just our regular listeners, whether you're live or on the archive, that have not been getting our emails. And we've had a problem with our email server. And so Tim Pruitt, our webmaster, is trying to take care of that. I did speak with him this afternoon, and hopefully that will be rectified. So that you'll be getting the emails again, because obviously you can imagine on a internet effort like this, not being able to reach your listeners is somewhat important. And also, during the course, we've been doing this now since October of 06, and I think we had our first pledge drive, Michael, in the winter of 07. And as we've taken donations, we never had the capability of automatically receiving the donations on a monthly basis. In other words, people made monthly pledges, and even though we would remind them in the emails that they may or may not have been getting, people just are busy and they forgot. And so over the course of time, many, if not most of the folks who made monthly pledges have dropped off and never really made a monthly pledge for a year. But now we're happy to report, ladies and gentlemen, that that has been rectified. So what we're asking tonight is that you go to the GospelRevolution.com webpage, www.GospelRevolution.com, click on donation, and there are your options. You've got all kinds of monthly options, $10, $20. I'm going to go to it myself so I can accurately report exactly what the denominations are. But whatever contribution you make during the pledge drive, during the next 3 weeks, you will receive free and postage paid, the new teaching CD. This is our thank you gift to you, for donating, the CD that Mike taught at Carlton Pearson's church in Tulsa, called Avoid Strange Gospels.
Yes.
So all you do is you go to the gospelrevolution.com webpage, click on donations, and there it is. There's a $10, $25, $50, $100 monthly, $200, $500, and $1,000 monthly. And then there's also an opportunity if you want to make a one-time gift. But for a gift of $100 or more, you will receive free and postage paid Mike's new teaching. It says the old one right now on Soul Possession, but it's the new teaching, Avoid Strange Gospels. And the other thing we'd like you to do is when you make your donation is to either email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com letting us know what you did do and what you will do so we can include it in the goal. Or you can call us live, right, if you're listening live, and we're going to we always extend an extra half an hour during the pledge drives. You can call us toll-free at 1-800-436-3260, 1-800-436-3260. And Sean O'Halloran, our engineer, producer, and call screener extraordinaire, is waiting to take your calls and your pledges of support. 1-800-436-3260 or email us what you did on the website at webcast@gospelrevolution.com.
Yes.
So tell me about this Avoid Strange Gospels. I like that title.
Yeah, I do too. We just got that. That is going to be such good CD. I just had that professionally, digitally remastered by our dear friend up in Michigan, Randy French, who is a professional at these things, and believe me, he does this meticulously when he does it. And converting this from a tape to a CD was a big project for him, actually. So a lot of effort, a lot of love went into it, and he called me back, and he was, of course, Randy is a convert, if you will, from a church in Michigan that I spoke in, and Randy had been a part of that church, and of course I was very much a part of the growth of this church. It's a very large church there in Grand Rapids actually now, and I was holding meetings there every month, and souls were being added daily to the congregation and from all of these visits during this very particular time where there was just enormous turnout at the all of my conferences there for a while. And then the whole thing of the gospel erupted, and rumors started going around about my personal life, and of course I was banished from the place forever and eternity. And I remember, I did not know at the time, but Randy French was the sound man at this church. And, of course, when he was informed by the pastor and the elders of my debauchery and my doctrine that they just absolutely could not support, then he went through very thoroughly and destroyed every recording that I had made at that church. And later on, one of the pastors in the church who had denounced me with things that really were not true, but then he was wound up being caught in a sex scandal there in the church. And
Oops again.
And so then Randy wound up also being separated from the church, that it had gotten to be such a crazy, crazy situation that Randy left. And then years later, Randy was going through a box of tapes and videos, and just thinking, at being the meticulous person that he is, and wanted to try to figure out if there was anything in there that he needed to keep, and he was going to throw the rest of this stuff away, or, you know, erase it and reuse the CDs or the videos. And he said he popped a video in, and he said, and he told me, and this has only been a couple of years ago, that he got in contact with me, and he told me that he popped the video in, and he said, "I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I destroyed everything that you ever did." And he said, and bam, he said, the video come on immediately, and there is your face. And he said, my very first reaction was just, I was repulsed. He said, I was angry that you were on my TV screen. And he said, it was exactly the same video. It was the video from the session that I did that they had denounced me for, what I had said in the church.
Do you remember what you had said?
It was something about grace. I was comparing grace and law, and I remember that was what the teaching was about. And he said that before he could reach the TV, that I had said something that so grabbed his interest that he could not stop watching, and he watched it dozens and dozens of times, literally, and listened to it, and he said, I cannot believe that this is what this man said in the church, because now it was totally penetrating his heart. He went absolutely crazy with listening to CDs and stuff for years. That to say, that's the transformation this man went through and became, in fact, he is the one that produced the videos that we do have. And those were recorded in his studio and at his home. And he has been very, very helpful in the effort, for sure. And so, you know, things had kind of cooled down for him. And, you know, he was telling me, you know, well, yeah, you got these fans over here, and these guys think you're great. And he said, you know, Mike, he said, I'm kind of settling out now. He said, I've really, you know, I've got the gospel in me. And he said, you know, I don't get as, he said, I'm just really happy to be free. And he said, I'm just not into it as much. Well, after he got a hold of this one, this particular teaching that we are offering the people now, what is our title of it again? I can't remember.
Thank God you can teach.
Avoid strange gospels.
Right. Avoid strange gospels.
There you go. I got it. All right. Strange gospels.
All right. Well, at this point, we need a Gospel Revolution commercial, because Michael, you know, can go on for a while. But got to interrupt them during the pledge drive to remind you to call us. And it always takes the first person to call, 1-800-436-3260. All you do is go on the gospelrevolution.com website and click on donations. And there are your choices for monthly donations, for one-time giving. Don't think that $5 or $10 is not a lot. Here we have our first donation coming in from Christina in Houston. She just made a $25 donation.
Aw.
Thank you so much, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
She says, I'm sorry that it couldn't be more, but I hope it helps. I wish you guys luck raising the funds that you need to continue your marvelous work. That is not a little donation. That is huge. If everybody who has been touched by this gospel would give $25, would give $10, we could be done in the next half hour easily.
Oh, yeah.
But every penny helps. And so just go, as Christina went to the gospelrevolution.com website, she clicked on donations, she made a donation, and much appreciated. For the thank you gift, are for those that will be giving $100 or more In total, in a one-time gift or over a month of donations, a year totaling, well, all you'd have to do is give $10 a month, and you get the CD. Avoid Strange Gospels. So then email us, as Christina did, at webcast@gospelrevolution.com, and let us know what you did so we can count it in our goal. Our goal tonight is $5,000 because we're trying to raise $15,000 for the operating budget for the next 3 months. And I know that does not sound like a ton of money to your average ministry out there. Or, you know, you think, how in the world could you run an entire operation for $15,000 for 3 months? But we're inching along nicely, folks, but we need your help. Give us a call, 1-800-436-3260, 1-800-436-3260. Or email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. You can email your comments and questions as always, and we got plenty of those to get to tonight. But we're really making a major effort tonight to try to raise the budget for the next 3 months. And we do have a caller online, our friend Pep Washburn from Wisconsin. Pepe!
Awesome. Hello, Mike and Glenn.
How are you?
Pep. Well, it seems like maybe I'm calling too much. I mean, I can tend to call in about once a month or so.
No, we love it. We Pep is our Wisconsin Gospel Revolution correspondent. We have correspondents all over the world. You're one of our correspondents, Pep.
Absolutely.
My daughter's got a bet with me tonight. It's a $2 bet.
Ooh.
And she said that, I told her, I said, well, you know, I call in there so much that people in Singapore and Korea and Hong Kong, they probably know who I am. And she said, oh, that ain't true. You got to say something funny on there. So I'll bet you can't say the word binoculars. So there we go. She owes me $2.
Now, Pep, you know that gambling is against God's law, and you are going straight to hell now.
Well, I know, but I got a Catholic priest as a friend, so he'll absolve me.
Okay, all right. That's right. They have bingo in the Catholic Church. I guess it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm going to donate $100.
Yay! That is fantastic,
Thank
Pep.
You, Pep. We always appreciate you.
And, where are you listening from tonight?
Well, I am still at home. Went into Starbucks to see if I could get my internet up on my laptop, but I went up on my roof. I had a new roof put on today, and I jiggled my wireless system around up there, and it's sort of coming in every now and then. So anyway, I'm hoping I can get this to make my donation at your website here. I'm now clicking to make the donation.
Yay.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, Pep, thank you so much. And,
you bet.
And Pep, tell the story. You know, Mike was just talking about, is it Randy French, Michael?
Yeah.
You were telling me a story, Pep, about a friend of yours in Wisconsin that got a hold of a teaching series of Mike's and has listened to it like 5 times now.
Oh, yes. One of the more recent ones, the Unity. Power of Unity, I believe that's the name of it, something similar to that. Anyway, he attended our seminar that we had last November, and his most recent series of CDs that he got a hold of was The Power of Unity, and I was just visiting with him yesterday, and he said he's listened to it 5 times.
Oh, my gosh.
So what do we got in that one? I think there's a couple of CDs, so he's been spending quite a bit of time saturating his mind with the truth.
Well, yeah, you know, fellas, that's one thing that, and your story, Michael, about Randy is very apropos, because it's one thing that people do is they get settled in their freedom, but they don't continue to expose themselves to the gospel. And when they do get some exposure, it has the effect that the Bible says it has. It has a renewing effect of the soul, and it has a cleansing effect on the emotions and the mind. And there's a stabilizing effect on the human heart and the emotions that seems to be very beneficial.
Absolutely, yeah. I was just discussing this issue with him today, and he's been talking with his son about the issues of about gospel revolution and the teachings, and what spurred him in his last conversation, his son came to him and said, I don't know why God is not speaking to me. In fact, maybe he's listening in on tonight, but he said, I don't know why God is not speaking to me. He seems to speak to other people, but he's not telling me when I should plant my garden. And, of course, my friend looked at his son and he said, well, of course he's speaking to you. It's called spring. And so, anyway, it was just a
spring
funny conversation we had. But it's a young man that's caught up in the Word of Faith movement, you know, and attempting to direct our lives with all kinds of personal communiques from God. And I'm not quite sure that I mean it's a bondage situation.
Well, the Bible says that you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free.
Yeah, so you can go plant your garden anytime, you know, May to June.
So, but Michael, we're talking about, we're talking with Pep Washburn from Wisconsin, who just made a $100 contribution to the Spring Pledge Drive of the Gospel Revolution, and for that, Pep will receive the thank you gift CD, Avoid Strange Gospels. And Mike, in listening to the teaching, you had a very powerful concept that came through on that teaching about anytime you need something, whether it be hearing the voice of God or a healing or financial help or help in your relationships. Why don't you expound on that a little bit?
Well, it really blew me away. Here I am listening to my own CD, you know, from this recording in Carlton Pearson's, which really this CD will be of real interest for folks because this is where the beginning of our relationship with Carlton, who's going to be with us at the Gospel Revolution Convention in November. But I was listening to it to kind of get a heads up and see, you know, do we want to use this to offer and check the quality because Randy had done such good work on it. And I started listening to it, and I'm telling you guys, this is, I know I never said this stuff. I don't know this stuff. And so I'm sitting here listening to this CD. And so what comes across is in, I don't know the exact words, but this is what I said, that when the urgency of your need exceeds your desire to understand, you will always wind up in bondage.
Oh, yeah.
And I sat and listened to that and was totally blown away by what I was hearing. But I said it. I have no, absolutely no recollection of ever making such a comment in my entire life. And yet here it is on this CD. And if somebody would have quoted that to me, I would have absolutely been gaga about the impression that that would make on my heart. And nobody would have ever convinced me that I said it. But it was me. So so that was the comment, that when the urgency of your need exceeds your desire to understand, you will always wind up in bondage. And that's why, and because I was explaining at Carlton's church why people wind up, such good-hearted, wonderful people, wind up in bondage to such bizarre gospels, which Paul said is not a gospel. He said they're called gospels, but they're really not a gospel at all. And the path into that, and you know that most churches draw people in because of their need, and that is where that this gospel that we teach is so diametrically opposite to the gospels that are the other gospels that are preached. And you can really use those terms because Paul even referred to the gospel he taught as his gospel. He didn't call it the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, this, according to my gospel. So this is very appropriate to use these terms. And so as people are drawn in, you see, we do not appeal to people's desire to have their need met. We don't do that. We appeal to people's desire to understand. And we realize that people have needs. And there is that need-motivated and need-based influence that that can absolutely lead you to a very false perception of the gospel. It can lead you to other gospels. That's the reason Paul asked the question, you know, who has bewitched you? I tell you, and suddenly, Glenn, it was like when I sat and listened to this, it was like just like a myriad of flashes went through my mind of sermons I've heard, of churches I've been in, of TV programs that I've watched, and this need-based appeal to people. If you need healing, if you need finances, if you need to hear from God, if you need these things, then that is the appeal. And when and what we've seen is, without exception, people that approach their spiritual lives based on need rather than the desire to understand, regardless of the need, whether the need is ever met or not, you will wind up in bondage.
That's fantastic stuff. You know, the effect that we're saying that the establishment of the gospel has, or the ruminating of the gospel, even if it didn't have that establishing effect or stabilizing effect, fellas, it still would be true. There's no human experience, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, there's no human experience that can validate the authenticity of the lordship of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely, and that is as profound of a statement as we could ever make on this broadcast. And we have avoided, like the plague, the authenticating of the gospel based on anybody's experience. We have based this on the scriptures and understanding the scriptures. Not based on any experience whatsoever. And now, thank God for the experience of having that renewing of the mind and the heart and the soul. But you see, that renewing is establishing for the heart and the mind, regardless of what the need is or is not, whether you are in need or not in need, it still has that very powerful effect. And even as Randy told me that once he listened to this again, he was like, my God, he said, man, where do you get this stuff from? And as when I listened to it, I was asking the same question, you know, where does this come from? This I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt, this CD is amazing. And I'm the one that taught it. I'm telling you, I listened to just the very first part of it, and the things that are in it is just absolutely amazing. But that effect that it had on him when he had thought that, you know, I've got the gospel, I've got this all tucked away, and it is true. The gospel can so stabilize you that you really don't go around with even a need for any more teaching. You don't even have a need for it. But you see, we present the gospel not out of your need, but out of the desire to understand. And let me tell you something, those CDs will impact that part of you that desires to understand, whether you even know you still have that part of you there or not. So any of you that have not listened to something recently, man, I tell you, I just encourage you, listen to some of this new stuff. It really does have that effect, as Glenn was saying. It really does renew the mind, and it stabilizes the heart.
We like it, don't we, Pepe?
Absolutely. Listen, I'm going to hang up here so the lines can be free so other people can call in. And
Pep, thanks so much. We love
you.
Thanks,
Pep.
Okay. Bye.
There's Pep Washburn from Wisconsin, who made a $100 donation to the Spring Pledge Drive for the Gospel Revolution. Remember, your donations in the United States are tax-deductible. And we have another $100 donation that just came in on the email from Ron Fox in Oregon. And Ron will also be receiving
Wonderful.
The new CD, Avoid Strange Gospels.
Ron's our new listener out there.
Yeah, so that's. I think we have Bob in Portland.
Oh, really?
We'd love to hear from Bob tonight. No, Ron Fox, glad to hear from you.
Yes, thank you, Ron.
And give us a call. Feel free, 1-800-436-3260. We're at $225 now. It's a good start to the first half hour of the Spring Pledge Drive for the Gospel Revolution. What we're asking you to do is go to the GospelRevolution.com webpage. We're looking for monthly donors and for one-time gifts. For gifts totaling $100 or more, you will receive the aforementioned teaching CD that Mike recorded in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at Carlton Pearson's Church, called Avoid Strange Gospels. And all you got to do is go to the GospelRevolution.com page, click on donations, and then do your best. Christina from Houston just donated $25, Pep $100, Ron Fox $100, and then email us at webcast@GospelRevolution.com and let us know what you did so we can include it in our goal and make sure you get your CD. If you're listening live tonight and it's between 9 and 10:30 Eastern Time in the United States of America, so Barack Obama always says, I'm president of the United States of America. He always says that. Have you noticed that?
No, I have not.
That's a pretty good speaker. But he never just says president of the United States. It's always president of the United States of America. Well, wherever you're listening tonight, whether it be in the United States of America or anywhere else around the world, we want to hear from you. 1-800-436-3260. Sean O'Halloran is waiting to hear from you. And just email us if you're listening on the archives. We know most of the folks do listen at their convenience on the archives. Our $5,000 goal is from tonight all the way through next Wednesday night on the 28th of May. So we have a week to get to the first third of our $15,000 goal as we attempt to raise the budget for the next 3 months of this effort, spreading the word. Yeah, we're spreading a word, all right. We're spreading the word of Jesus Christ, the gospel. Revolution rolls on. And now we want to welcome online our good buddy from Oklahoma, Mr. Ken Vandeveer. Ken!
Good evening, Glenn.
How are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderfully. Thank you for carrying
that. You're doing good?
Yeah, we're doing great.
Good.
How's stuff in Oklahoma?
It's a little warm.
It's a little toasty out there?
A little warm today.
I could just sing, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, the wind wasn't sweeping across the plains.
Well, that's...
It was hot in the meadow.
Not even a breeze, eh?
Well, you know, that's where Mike's the teaching CD that we're offering, Ken, was recorded, was in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure, Glenn,
I was there, but I don't remember that. I don't remember what Mike... how he covered that, but I believe I was there when he gave that message.
I am sure you were.
Well, you're not the only one that didn't remember it.
I didn't remember it either.
Exactly.
But now, Glenn, there's another good one that you need that Mike needs to listen to. He gave an outstanding message in Calgary on Saturday night, and I don't think he heard that one.
What was it?
He needs to go back and listen to that.
I often encourage him to listen to his own teachings, but
he just got in the middle of that, and I'm sure he wasn't doing it.
What was it about? Do you remember?
Huh?
Do you remember what it was about?
The knowledge of good and evil is where it wound up.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not sure that we knew when we got there. But anyhow, it's great.
Well, of course,
we'll go back and listen to that again and see if it was as good as I thought it was.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Ken, of course, Beautiful Humans, accompanied Mike. And their recent swing through Western Canada. And we talked to Ken in British Columbia, I think you were, Ken, at the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And have you come down yet since?
Not really. Not really.
That's a life-changing thing, isn't it, Ken? Hearing
the gospel, but when we get with all of these people that are established in the truth of the gospel, it has a lasting effect. And to see, for me, and I forgot now, I counted up to see how many years I've been around, but to see the gospel message take on the shape that it's taking on today, Glenn, with the webcast, with the people that it's reaching, with our fund drive to raise the funds that we need to do the work. And then you can go out into what I'd say, just go out in the field and see the fruit of that. It's overwhelming to see what it's producing. And it's just I don't know how to explain it. It's just wonderful to see, and to see so many people that is established in the truth of this gospel, and to see their hearts so free and their life so full, without guilt and condemnation. And and what you were talking about earlier, when you don't look for it, or even when you, Glenn, I've gone back now and I've reread or I've restudied, and I'd find something that I think, boy, if, you know, here's something I can do. And every time I figure that out, I just read a little more and I find out God already did it. And it's like, is there anything that I can do? And the answer is no. There's nothing. Just accept that it's been given.
You know, it's hard.
Accept the grace.
Indeed. It's hard to open up the Bible and not find some very rich gospel-related material in there anymore. And because what Jesus said himself, fellas, he's the one that said all the scriptures were about him. And then when especially the commentary that is represented, what we call the New Testament writings, by the Apostle Paul, I mean, it is jam-packed with grace and peace and forgiveness. But you got it, Michael. We've stressed it from day one. You've got to read it in context.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing that such a simple concept has revolutionized the understanding of my heart and mind, and so many, really thousands of people now that have come along and we have been able to help break the addiction to verse understanding, which I remember the very first time.
Yeah, we're averse to verse understanding as well.
Yes, we are.
That's one of the most dangerous, hellish things.
Oh my!
Just pulling a verse out, and we've seen it across the board, across the religious spectrum, of people pulling out one verse and making an entire doctrine, an entire religion,
absolutely,
an entire denomination around one verse from the Bible.
Every denomination and church that you disagree with is based on a chapter and a verse. Not the whole chapter, I might add, just a verse in a chapter, I should say. And so, you know, when you base what you're thinking on a verse out of the Bible, then just remember that every doctrine you disagree with is based on the same premise of understanding. And again, you know, people say, well, you know, how did you get here? And I don't know why. But I know that the people that I hang with are people who are a great deal like myself, and that they want to understand more than they want anything. And what this desire is, I mean, somebody else is going to have to figure it out. I'm through trying to figure it out. I just accept it. But there is this passion to understand that has gone beyond need. You know, it is just absolutely an amazing thing to reestablish your entire spiritual foundation based on true understanding that has nothing to do with need. I am so impressed with what was said on this CD. I cannot tell you how much that has made an impact on me to go back and just to listen to that first very few minutes of this CD, and it really is the basis. But I remember being in that service, in that one particular session, and the very first time, and to a bunch of Bible based people that which I was my want to be around all the time, and thank God for it. But I remember I asked them, I said, do you want to know what our biggest problem is in understanding the scriptures? And they, you know, yeah, we want to know. What do you think it is? And I said, well, we are verse damned. And I was shocked when it came out of my mouth. It's like, oh, my God, what have I said? You know? And but it is absolutely truth that we are verse damned. And because this whole world has become verse damned, we do not understand the scriptures because we know a verse. Most nobody can give you the concept of the gospel. They got to quote a verse, and you battle your verse. Yeah, but this verse says, and yeah, but that verse says. Oh, but this verse over here says, and that's nobody sits down and debates a concept. Which the concept and the big picture is so huge and so marvelous that you can't miss it. And that's the reason I've said for years, you know, I'd be willing to debate anybody on this incredible gospel because I've done it and I've won every time without exception. Because all I had to do is sit down and describe what I'm seeing. It's not a battle about their verse out of context with my verse out of context. And it's so amazing when we get that person that is in the crowd that it has touched that religious button where that they're hanging on to this, when we go into question and answer time, when they raise their hand, it's okay, yeah, I've got a question. Well, over here it says this in this verse, and over here it says this in this verse, and then this verse says this over here, and then back in Revelation it says this, and it's like each and every one of those verses in context, I know what they're making reference to. And I have to stop them and tell them, okay, we've got to take one of these at a time and put it in context, because you have laced together a necklace of verses that you've bound around your neck.
And it's choking
them
to death.
It's choking you to death.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's choking. It's a choker. It's not.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a. I can't think of the word.
It's not an adornment. That's for sure.
This is Glenn Clyde Online. We're talking with Michael Williams and with Ken Vandeveer in Oklahoma. This is the Gospel Revolution Spring Pledge Drive. We're asking for your contributions tonight at 1-800-436-3260. If you're listening live, we'd love to hear from you. So that we can include your contribution to the total goal, and also so that we can hear your voice. We love hearing from people around the country and around the world. And 1-800-436-3260, we do have a line available. That's one of the things that the pledge drive has done. It's allowed us to expand from one line to two lines to three lines now. And so we have the technology of hearing from you. And also, if you're listening on the archive, we know that most people do, your contribution is very much going to be counted towards our goal. Just email us whatever you did at webcast@gospelrevolution.com so we can recognize you, so that if for $100 or more donation, we can send you the teaching CD, Avoid Strange Gospels, that was recorded in Tulsa, Oklahoma, not too far from where Ken Vandeveer is right now. And so that your contribution can be counted towards our $5,000 goal this week, and also towards the $15,000 goal for the 3 weeks. We just heard a gentleman from Christina in Houston that she said she wasn't aware when she made her initial donation of $25 that the $100 would get her the free CD. So she says, I want that CD. Laugh out loud, LOL. So she went back online and donated another $10 a month, and she says continued good wishes.
Aww.
And good luck. So Christina has donated another $100, which is fantastic, and that takes us to our total so far this evening to $325. So we're moving right along towards our goal of $5,000 for the week. Remember, it's the entire week that will allow us to reach our goal. So for those that are listening right now on the archive, please just go to the gospelrevolution.com webpage, click on donations, and there's your options. And as we talked about earlier, we now have the ability. Tim Pruitt, our webmaster, has done the work, and those will be automatically received every month on the date that you give. So you won't have to remember it, because what we have found is that folks are busy and they forget. And so we understand that. It's really it was our fault that we didn't have this in place initially. But the need is great tonight, folks, and we can't say it any straighter than that. 1-800-436-3260. Who will we hear from next? Ken, you talked about getting around all these people whose hearts have been established in grace. And we know that it's certainly a more pleasant experience to be around folks who understand the gospel of grace and peace and have that established than religious folks. But there is even something very special about being around those folks as compared to people who never were ensconced in the church, but they still don't understand their righteousness and their unity with all humanity. There's something very special, whether it be in comparison to being around religious folks or even non-religious folks who are judgmental in their own way. Through their background, through their upbringing. There's something very unique that you experience in Canada and that we're all going to experience in Houston in November at the Gospel Revolution Convention.
Well, Glenn, it seems like that, well, I know it is, that we're doing this right. You know what I'm saying? It's been a slow process. It's slow to share the gospel. But when we see the result of that work and the giving of the people, supporting this gospel, to see it go out and reach as many people as it's reaching, we never know. And when I tell my story about how I first came into Mike's tapes, you know, and Kurt first come in to really understand. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I wasn't beginning to understand the gospel. But when I came across Mike's tape, I got a crash course. I mean, it was like I went to the gospel university. If you listen to Mike's tapes as you travel, as you go backward and forth to work, there's a favorite spokesman that talks about going to radio university or auto university. If you just do that, we just become so established in the gospel. But this work is now reaching far out, Glenn. The donations that we're all making. Now, I talked to Mike a little bit, and maybe he told some stuff on me, so I'll tell some stuff on him. Mike and I talk very seriously about our giving, and you know what I'm saying, why we respond. So many of us went through such a misuse of our offerings. I won't say tithes, but through our offerings and our gifts, were misused so badly, you know what I'm saying, in years past. We need a mending time. But I hope the people listening can truly understand that, you know, we need to be mended. Our hearts need to be in the right place. There's no way we can pay for this wonderful gospel that we've received. But we do have the opportunity to contribute and help share this gospel. I hope it goes to the world, Glenn. I hope what we're doing, what a wonderful place it would be to live if we could just understand this gospel.
Well, it's a good place to live. There's no doubt about that. And it is going out to the world. We just want it to go out more effectively and have a more impacting effect on more people. And it's as simple as that. I mean, in a nutshell, Ken, why should somebody who, as you say, may or may not have been burned in the church, especially in the area of financial giving, why do you think that they should contribute financially to this effort?
To this gospel? I think we just need to reach people. And our tape and CD message is a wonderful means to do that. The webcast is a wonderful way to do that. And I think that's the vehicle of the future. We use radio in times, we use TV in times, but I believe that the internet is probably the main vehicle that we can use in the future to share this gospel with more and more people around the world. And it needs a concentrated effort from all of us. It needs the support of all of us. You know what I'm saying? And I know Mike don't live a lavish lifestyle and spend all the money that comes in. It goes to the work. It goes to sharing this gospel. It goes to the production of tapes and CDs. And I know that it goes there.
Well, yeah, he couldn't live on the money that comes in, that's for sure. But one day.
One day we may get there, Glenn.
We're hoping for it.
Hang on, Mike. We may make it someday.
That's what we're going for.
Just for the first time in many years, all of our CD work has and DVD work has been done by effort that has been contributed. The time and effort has all been contributed, but we just this last month, just a little over a month ago, we now have a person employed by the ministry that is paid an hourly wage to design the CD covers and the CDs and to reproduce them. So we now have another new employee, and in fact, he's the only one of us that gets paid now, I think. So anyway, but so you know, these things are, you know, the progress creates more demand for more people, and more people. You know, we really do want to pay people well who do these jobs, because we, you know, we really, really are grateful to anybody who has done what they've done, as Glenn has, as you have done, and so many, my goodness, and even Ken, who, you know, went to Canada and contributed his honorarium back to the ministry, and we really appreciate that. But you know, like I say, we've taken on another employee now, and so on it goes.
You know, it reminds me that this whole process is kind of like how the gospel has come to us. When you're talking about earlier, Michael, we have to take one verse or one concept at a time, and it's been one step at a time.
Absolutely.
And I was listening to the teaching series when I was in Wisconsin. I got all my teaching series up there because I do so much driving. And I was listening to the series called The Doctrine of Fulfillment that Wade Brewer was on there. And he was talking about the time where he was in a very, very fragile place, in a very raw place in his life. And you were counseling him through that and sort of helping him that, and you said to him, Wade, don't miss a step in the process. This is all a process. The uncovering of the gospel through each passage of Bible has been a process, and just the fact that we can now automatically receive the donations every month, it never occurred to us. I mean, I'm sort of embarrassed to admit it, that was kind of an essential part of effectively serving you beautiful humans. But now with Josh being there, taking care of the CDs, I won't say you're guaranteed to get your stuff on time, but it's a much there's much more likelihood that you're going to get your thank you CDs and that you're going to get the things that you order. By the way, when you go to the GospelRevolution.com website to make your donations, all the CD teachings and the DVDs are available there too. And, Ken, it's a process. The whole thing's a process, isn't it?
Yeah, and I ask when we were, and I ask every, basically, and I probably would do you the same way, what series or what tape did you first hear that you truly understood the gospel? A different one than I listened to. And I listened to the boys up in Canada, Ray and some of those guys talk about, hey, they just wore a CD out. I listened to it over and over again. And I'm not even sure it's a CD or a tape that it, back then, I'm still a tape guy, so they nearly wore that old tape out listening to it. Listen to it over and over again. just like this gentleman was talking a while ago. We just wear it out listening to it over and over again. I don't know whether we just don't believe it's there or we just hadn't let it soak in yet.
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing how, and I've done the same. It is amazing how when you listen to these things over and over again, you hear things that you never heard before.
Yeah, we kind of get locked into a thought process, and the tape goes on, and we're still locked somewhere.
Right, exactly.
We hadn't moved along
quickly. Or perhaps our attention got diverted for a second or whatever.
Right.
But, you get so much out of it, ladies and gentlemen. And the CD that we're offering tonight is our thank you gift for $100 or more in donations, whether it be on a monthly gift or, now, when I say $100 or more, if $10 a month will get you the CD. But whatever you do for $100 or more total, you're going to get the free teaching CD as our thank you, Avoid Strange Gospels. And we've all been, if we were in the church at all, if we were in religion at all, we were all involved with the strange gospels. And the thing about the true gospel, Michael, is that there's such a unifying factor. You said something after September 11th, 2001, and the devastation that occurred in New York and Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C., because you were talking about spirituality at obviously a very poignant moment in the world's history and certainly in this country's history, that spirituality needs to be judged on by who is included, not by who is excluded.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. It's very true.
Glenn, let me go back to what we was talking about a little earlier in reading in context. The value of reading in context, and I've moved from, in other words, I phrase the writings of the Bible now in an old covenant and a new covenant, not an Old Testament and a New Testament. It has to be the old covenant divided by the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ into the new covenant. I don't care when the testament started. The cross is the divider between the covenants. And if we read in context, we will find out if we're reading in the old covenant, who, what, when, and where, who Jesus is, or who God is talking to, who he's making reference to, and what generation he's talking to. And then we will begin to see what God thought about that generation. And when we read the prophecies, you see God's opinion of Adam's generation. And he was very hostile, and he was very angry at that generation. Through no fault of their own, it was through the fault of Adam. But then when we proceed past the cross, and we see God's view and opinion of this generation, children born after the cross, now we will find God's view and opinion of us. And if you want to find truth, if you want to find truth and not form your own opinion, go look for God's opinion. But you must keep it in context. And you're right. When Paul wrote, it's just the gospel messages that are there. When you look for God's view and opinion of you, what did he say? When did he say it? Who was he talking to? You'll learn to read the Bible in a way that will be absolutely wonderful if you'll just read it in context. In the context, you must determine who's it's being written to and what time era that it's being written. Who's doing the writing and who's it being spoken to? What generation of people? You see, I know very clearly I'm a child born after the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. So I didn't have to receive the Holy Spirit that came from God because I'm born after that. Now, those apostles had to receive that anointing. They had to wait and receive the anointing. I didn't have to wait. I was born in another generation. And I can see that. I can go read that. If I read in context, am I out in left field?
Oh, that's awesome.
What do you think,
but
Michael?
I just know who I am. Because I find truth. I find God's opinion, not my opinion. And when we find God's opinion, we'll find truth, and we'll be established in truth. So, hey, just read in context, but know who's being spoken to. Who's doing the speaking? And what's the opinion? What is the verse in reference to? I know that most of the prophecies talked about the anger of God, but you know, in every one of those, there was also that scripture that says, I'm going to send you a redeemer. We failed to read that one.
Yeah.
Well, when's he going to come? I gave a prayer here a while back at with some friends of mine, and I made this statement. I said, I prayed that they would, that the guys would let the spirit that dwelt in them, or let their heart lead them. And I did that in sincerity. And after I got through, one of the ministers come up to me and said, did you not know that God said the heart is deceitful above all things? And I said, yes, sir, I did. But do I not know that also that Jesus said, I'm going to put a new heart in you? If he's going to put a new heart in me, I don't need it after my death, my friend. I need it now.
Yeah.
I don't need it after I die. I need it in this life.
Yeah,
so
thank God
the new heart's here.
Like you said, you were born with that now.
I was born with that heart.
Absolutely. You were born
I just needed to know it. I just didn't know it. We talked about looking for it. Hey, I went seeking a relationship with God, and I wound up so deep in bondage I like to never got out of it.
Yeah.
But when I quit, what I quit seeking, I found the relationship that God had with me.
Stop approaching God based on need.
Right.
That's been kind of the theme. That's been kind of the theme tonight. Our desire is not to fulfill our needs. Our desire is to understand.
Yeah.
And that's what salvation is, ladies and gentlemen, is understanding the relationship and the way that God views us and views our relationship with each other as well. So, Ken, did you want to do anything towards the pledge drive tonight?
Yeah, put me down for $100 on that pledge drive. Let me do that. $100 a month.
$100 a month.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Thank you very much.
We need to share this.
Well, we're doing it, my friend.
We
got another call online, and takes us to 15:25 for the evening. And we've got a week to hit the goal for the week, kind of $5,000, and we know we're going to do that with everybody's help, and we really appreciate it. And we know we're going to be hearing from you a lot between now and November, but I cannot wait to hug your neck in person there in Texas, my friend.
I'm looking forward to it, Glenn.
All right. Thanks,
we'll
Ken.
We'll speak to you later.
Really appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Kenneth.
All right. Good night.
There's Ken Vandeveer, ladies and gentlemen, making a $1,200 contribution, $100 a month. He'll go to the gospelrevolution.com website. There is a $100 a month option. $10, $25, $50, $100, $200, $500, $1,000 a month. And it will be automatically received on the date that you give it. You don't have to worry about giving it anymore. And for any gift of $100 or more in total, you will receive free and postage pay, the new CD, Avoid Strange Gospels. We've been talking about some of the stuff that is so rich and so wonderful on that, and you're going to want to hear that. And as Christina from Houston did earlier, that's a good reason just to make the $100 donation by itself.
Yeah.
But as Ken so eloquently said, Michael, and has articulated over the times we've had him on the program and during his time of sharing in Canada, this message needs to be heard by more people. I mean, that's the whole purpose of the thing. I mean, frankly, we've got other things we could be doing on any given night or traveling around, whatever. But we are committed to, maybe we need to be committed, I don't know. But we are committed to getting more and more folks out of the bondage of the religion of need, out of verse damnation, into the freedom that is represented by the gospel. This is the Gospel Revolution Spring Pledge Drive. Glenn Klein online. We're going over our normal allotted time to encourage you folks to participate, whether you're listening live or on the archive. 1-800-436-3260 if you're listening live, and it's a little after 10 o'clock on the East Coast of the United States, wherever you're listening. If you're listening live, we want to hear from you. 1-800-436-3260. If you're on the archive, just go to the gospelrevolution.com webpage, click on donations, do your best, and we know obviously financial times are a little tough right now, but what better could you be contributing to than the proclamation of the good news that everybody is righteous in the sight of God through the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Just email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. Let us know what you did so we can include you in the goal and get you for $100 or more in total giving the new CD, Avoid Strange Gospels. And now calling from beautiful Corpus Christi, Texas, is our good friend James. James!
Hello, Glenn.
Is this James Forehand?
Hello, Mike. Yes, it is.
Hey, James. It's James. So good to hear your voice.
It's James Forehand, ladies and gentlemen. How's it going down there in the body of Christ, Corpus Christi?
Well, this is the sparkling city by the sea.
Nice.
That's the motto of this city on the Gulf
sparkling
of Mexico.
Sparkling city by the sea.
Southern Texas.
Well, you know, sounds like heaven to me.
We're on the other side of the Gulf of Mexico here in Tampa Bay, you know.
Yeah, I think your water over there is a little more clear than ours is here.
Well, sounds nice.
Are you
clear over there?
Are you on the east side or the west side?
We are
Florida.
I'm on the west side. I'm in the Gulf.
The west side?
Of Florida, yeah.
Well, it's a little bit dirtier over there, I think.
Well, some people say some things about Tampa, but we won't go there right now, James.
I wanted to make a comment. What was the fellow just talking to you?
Ken Vandeveer from Oklahoma.
Ken. Yeah, he was making a comment about how individuals seemingly need to listen to some of the information on Mike's teaching tapes over and over again, and wonder why that is. Well, in my own case, I know why it is. It's because I lived with such a different mindset for so many, many of my years. I'll be 66 this year, and most of that was in a church pew somewhere.
Wow.
All those years, and
well, you're well preserved, James, because I've met you in person. You don't look no 66, my friend.
Thank you. I don't feel like it either. I have a lawn care and grounds maintenance business, and I'm still right out there doing that, even though it is very hot now. It's starting to get very hot.
Stay hydrated. Stay hydrated.
But my it was very difficult, and I'm not saying that I still don't deal with it at times. It's very difficult to break that mindset that I had in the way God viewed me.
What I was going to say, James, is you really got to deprogram yourself. I mean,
exactly,
and that's what the gospel does, and that's what the meditation or the meditating. The muttering is what meditation actually means, or hearing it.
Right.
Whether you're muttering it or Michael's muttering it on the CDs, you're hearing it over and over again. It's a deprogramming, isn't it?
Yeah, deprogramming, brainwashing. Brainwashing usually has a bad connotation, but really it's not bad. The mind needs to be washed from what it was contaminated with in the past. And so that's why I have to do that. That's why I have to... In fact, it's difficult for me to read in context. I mean, I have to really force my mind to do that, and to stay with the thought that's being given in a particular part of the Bible. Because I've always been used to just throwing out a verse there, a verse here, and a verse there, and that's why it is. I'll speak for me. I have to go over and over and over and over again in order to allow God's word to cleanse my mind from what it was contaminated with in the past.
And that's exactly, Michael, the right word, contamination.
Yeah, and I've never heard it put better about the addiction to verse-oriented understanding. Which is no understanding whatsoever. But that addiction, I mean, James has so well described why he listened over and over and over to the same CDs and tapes over and over again, is because the we were trained and our brains were trained to focus on an individual verse and stand on it. We said, you know, you got to find a verse and stand on it. I remember sitting in under that environment, and when I'm teaching, I'm very consciously aware anymore of deliberately helping pull the people's thought process along with me. I can almost feel them slowing down and trying to figure out what the verse means. And through the process of the teaching, if you listen to the way that I teach, I am literally trying to break that process and to bring the people's mindset and cause them to keep thinking. Don't stop there. It's great what was said there, but let's view it in context. And I will be constantly appealing to the people to move their minds forward with the text, wherever we're reading from. And the series we did on Hebrews up in Dallas, my goodness, the way that we marched through that so strongly, it blew through so many out-of-context verses. It blew me away. Just absolutely leveled them because the context blew away the understanding of the verse out of context.
Right. But I was going to say, Michael, often when you're teaching, obviously you've prepared for your messages, but so much understanding comes, further understanding comes from reading it again in context.
Oh, absolutely. And the fact that you're standing there and I am being forced as the teacher now to teach in context. I've not just read it in context, but when I as a teacher am forced to teach in context because I am trained to do that now, and when I do that, I learn right along with the people that I'm teaching. It really is just a marvelous process, and I know that James has experienced that being in some of the sessions that I've done personally, is that we're all learning together at the same time. It really is an amazing thing. Now, there's a lot of things that I go back and teach in context over and over and over again in different groups. I am not an inspirational teacher who is trying to come up with something new every time I stand up. These are vast, wonderful concepts, and I'll teach the same thing over and over again because I'm teaching a different group, because the same concept needs to be understood, the same gospel needs to be understood, the same chapter needs to be taught. I'm not looking for new things to say. That is one of the addictions I remember so clearly coming out of. I remember back in my pastoring days in the early 80s of having to make sure that I didn't say the same thing twice, because your validation as a qualified and gifted pastor was that you never said the same thing. You know, you didn't repeat a sermon. Oh, you can't repeat that. You already taught on that. And my goodness, when you are taught like that, I so appreciate James describing his experience, because it really is. He has described so clearly the effort that you have to put into it. Now, when you're listening to the CD, it carries you right along with your thinking, but you revert back to that verse damnation almost immediately. So the reason, as he has explained, in listening to it over and over, it's literally training your brain to read, not just hear your hearing in context, but as you hear it over and over, it's training you to go back and read in context then. Is that correct, James?
Yes. And one other thing that has helped me, some of your teachings have been transcribed. And
yes.
On gospellogic.com, and you go there and you can download those. And now that has really helped me to be able to not only get it from through the ear gate, but get it through the eye gate as well.
Well, thank you for that endorsement, Ken, James, because a book is going to be coming out on the end of the world with Mike's transcribed teaching. So there's a little incentive and motivation for you, Michael.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the reading of the word and hearing the word is so critical. Well, James, we've got to move on, but do you want to make a contribution tonight as well?
Yes, I'm already committed to a $25 a month, but I want to add $10 to that today. I guess in order to put that down a monthly, I guess I'll have to click a 10 and click a 25 both, right?
That would be great. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, that is fantastic. Much appreciated. And I assume that you being relatively close to Houston, you're going to be coming over for the convention as well.
That's the plan. That's the plan, yes.
Well, I can't wait to see you again. And thank you so much. And we'll be getting that CD off to you post-haste.
Get your rooms reserved, James. We want to make sure you get in there at a good price.
Yeah, I need to get somebody to team up with me.
Yeah, we'll... And we'll help facilitate that too over the broadcast. If some of you, like James, is coming, and you're wanting to share a room, that'll split the cost on those rooms.
Yeah,
so,
just email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com, and we'll hook you up with James.
Yeah, you can go ahead and reserve your room, James, and then we'll find somebody that wants to get a room with you.
You don't snore too bad, do you, James?
I don't snore at all.
Oh, a snore-free room. There. Okay.
I've stayed up several nights checking it. I don't snore at all.
James, great hearing from you, and thank you so much, my brother.
Take care now.
All right.
Thanks, James.
James Forehand from Corpus Christi, Texas. Well, that takes us to 16 and a quarter for tonight, and we've got all week long. You folks that are listening on the archive right now, help us out on the first week of the Spring Pledge Drive by going on to the GospelRevolution.com website, click on donation, and just like James said, if you want to do an increment more different than what's on there, that's exactly what you do. You just have to click twice, and it'll be automatically received on the date that you give each month, and this will help us tremendously be able to meet our needs here at the Gospel Revolution. And in the United States, they are tax-deductible donations. But wherever you're giving from, it is much appreciated and much needed at this time, as we explained earlier in the webcast. 1-800-436-3260, just a little under 15 minutes left to go in night number one of the Gospel Revolution Spring Pledge Drive. And now we're hearing from our Cincinnati correspondent, Mr. Greg Amberger. Gregory!
How's it going?
We're doing great. Did you finish watching American Idol?
Yeah, I can't come to the convention now because I had all my money on Archuleta. David Cook won, so I lost all my money. That was my I was trying to parlay that into my expenses for the convention.
Oh well,
I may have to work harder now.
get that appraising stuff going.
There you go.
That's it. Hey, an interesting observation here. To hear Ken on here is really interesting to me. There's a guy who's been on some local radio here who was part of the Worldwide Church of God who went a different direction than Ken. And he had recently predicted the end of the world. And the talk show host asked him to come back after the date that he predicted if it didn't happen. And the guy, believe it or not, he did it. He came back on the air, and of course he's fudging the numbers again and trying to put it off another six months or so. But to hear him, who came out of the same organization that Ken came out of, and hear the, you can hear the sadness in this guy's voice when I heard him on the air talking about the end of the world, and just, And then you hear Ken, who's really excited, and it seems like he's got a whole new life. It's just amazing what the gospel can do.
It does it, don't it?
Yeah.
How long have you been hearing the gospel?
Well, I heard it believe it or not, about 22 years ago, but I didn't get it. And heard it again, and really about the year 2000 is when I really started picking up on it, but I didn't, I had entertained preterism and some other ideas, and when I got a hold of Mike's teaching, and I was able to, like Ken said, to put that dividing line in there at the cross, everything started really making sense to me at that point. And that's been about four years ago, I guess, four or five.
Well, Greg, what would you say in that time frame has been the greatest benefit to you personally of being immersed and established in the gospel of grace?
Best benefit by far has been the approach I've taken with raising my kids.
I'm not surprised to hear you say that, because I would say yes and amen to that as well.
Because I wanted my kids, first and foremost, to understand that they did have a future. You know, barring some, you know, bizarre accident or something, and they were going to live to be old people. And, you know, we have Ambergies live to be really old enough to be an embarrassment to our children.
Can I relate to that one?
So I wanted my kids to understand that they were going to get to live their life. And I know that sounds bizarre to say to somebody who's never been immersed in evangelicalism or whatever, but to be able to tell your kids that there is not, at least in my perception of the gospel, a coming rapture, a coming Armageddon, a coming end of the world.
Yeah. How about no threat of eternal damnation when it's all said and
done? No threat of eternal damnation. And just to see what my kids growing up in that kind of freedom, how they've been different from me. That's been by far the greatest thing for me. And then it comes into how I deal with my fellow man, how I relate to my wife, how I relate to people that are from different cultures and different religious backgrounds, especially how I relate to gay people. That has changed drastically since I heard this doctrine. And, you know, because homosexuality is the last taboo that Christianity just cannot possibly ever accept. And when I saw that made no difference, it made a huge difference in a lot of relationships that I had. I've gone back and tried to heal a lot of those old relationships that that I probably messed up early in my life.
You know, that's one of the greatest blessings for me too, because as some of you beautiful humans know, I used to be a owner of a summer camp and directed that summer camp for 14 years. And when I was steeped in the religion, Greg, I was at the forefront of trying to stop the encroachment of the gay rights agenda within the camping industry. And a lot of people that knew me before I got into religion, and then saw me really take a stand for what I thought was righteousness at the time in international conventions. I mean, it was a cause celeb for me. It was very controversial.
So let me get this straight, Glenn. There are gay people that go camping?
Let me tell you,
I know a lot of gay people, and none of them go camping.
Let me tell you something. If they didn't allow lesbians in the Girl Scouts, there would be hardly any Girl Scout leaders. But later on, after having met Mike and after having received the gospel into my heart, to go back to those folks, Greg, and to be able to say to them, I'm sorry, and I was wrong. You can't imagine the faces of these people. I was the one. I was the stalwart of trying to stop the gay rights movement from making its way into the camping industry, into the camping movement. And to be able to go back to those folks and say, I am sorry, and I was wrong. It's been truly, as you say, one of the most powerful things that has happened to me in my experience. Folks, we just have a few minutes left. We're talking with Greg Amberge in Cincinnati, Ohio. Your Reds have been doing much better lately, I've seen, Greg.
Well, you haven't watched the last two games. They're in Los Angeles where they haven't won a game since 2003.
Speaking of Los Angeles or California, one of our California correspondents, Richard Mull, called us and said, Greg, you screwed up American Idol for everybody on the West Coast.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Never
think about time changes.
That never occurred to me that they would not. Of course, they might have found out from some other ways, but they found out from you.
And
our studio audience, Kristen Sherrod, she's not listening except to me. She is our studio audience and our official assistant here. And she does not want to know who won. She has not heard yet. I'll just tell you this, Kristen. It's a David. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask Mike one quick question?
Yeah, please do.
Sure. Mike, how far is the Hobby Airport from the convention? I know the Bush Airport's very close.
The Hobby Airport is probably going to be a 30-minute trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there shuttle service from the Marriott to the Bush Airport?
Oh, yes, every 30 minutes.
Okay.
It'll be worth it. I just have to chime in on your all's conversation as I sit quietly, and I would like to let you know that my idea of camping is the Marriott at Greenpoint, November the 5th.
Yeah. I was going to say, your idea of roughing it is no room service, isn't it?
That's right.
Well, Greg, we're looking forward to seeing you in Houston. This is a good time for us to mention that while we are in the midst of the Spring Pledge Drive, we want to encourage you folks to continue to make your reservations with the Marriott in Houston, north at Greenpoint. All you got to do is go to the GospelRevolution.com webpage. All the information's there. Just click on, make your reservations with the hotel, and then register for the convention. We have 30 rooms reserved at a significant discount, and we're well over half now having been taken. So, and it's not to say that we may not be able to get the group discount rate later on, but if you know you're coming, and there's many folks that are listening to the sound of our voices right now that know they're coming, please go to the GospelRevolution.com webpage and go through the process. Make your reservation with the Marriott, and Mike has been very impressed with the facility, and it's going to be quite a time. And, Greg, we're looking forward to finally meeting you in person.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, too.
Do you want to make a donation here tonight?
I was going to make it 17 and a quarter.
Nice! That's fantastic. All right. So
awesome. Thank you.
And
I'll go to the website and put that in there then.
We greatly appreciate it. And so that takes us to 17:25 for the evening. And actually, we're at 17. No, we're over $2,000 now because Gene has just contributed $300. And we got that on the email. Gene Davy Duck had made a $300 contribution. So that takes us to 20:25. We can't beat that for the first night of the Gospel Revolution Spring Pledge Drive. And, Greg, thanks so much for participating, and stay in touch, all right?
We will. Thanks a lot.
All right, man.
Thanks, Greg. We appreciate
Bye.
You.
And there's another $100 donation that's come. Maybe we should stay on for a few minutes. Here's another $100 donation that came in from Clifford Grubbs of Victorville, California. Clifford and everybody that contributes $100 or more, whether it be in a one-time gift or in total over their monthly giving, will receive the new teaching CD, Avoid Strange Gospels, free and postage paid as our thank you. Much appreciated. Free and postage paid. Will come to you, the Avoid Strange Gospels. We can highly recommend that. Avoid Strange Gospels.
Yes, absolutely. It. I've got to listen to the rest of it myself. It is very good.
Well, that's a very good first effort for this evening.
Yeah, and we've got a minute to go.
We'd be happy to go over a little bit in overtime if you want to give us a quick call at 1-800-436-3260 before we go offline. Or for those that are listening on the archive, all week long, our goal is $15,000 over 3 weeks. And so our goal this week is $5,000 before we greet you again a week from tonight. So we are gathering pretty close to halfway there in our first night. And so that is absolutely fantastic. And but whatever you can do, just go to the gospelrevolution.com webpage, click on donation, and then there's monthly options and there's one-time giving. But once again, for $100 or more, you will receive free and postage paid the brand new CD, Avoid Strange Gospels, that Mike taught in Tulsa, Oklahoma at Carlton Pearson's Church. And Carlton will be with us, Michael, in Houston.
He will.
It's going to be here before we know it.
Oh, my. It's going to be incredible. And our rooms are already getting filled up. And, you know, we're really excited about the time that's coming. The camping trip is almost here.
Exactly. Yeah, that's pretty rough, I'll tell you. It's supposed to be a very nice facility with nice carpeting.
Yes, I've got to find out what everybody's comments are about the carpet, because I couldn't get over it. It was just, it's quite an experience just to get to see the carpet.
Well, that'll about do it for this live edition, and we want to thank everybody who participated. Christina Lowe from Houston, Pep Washburn from Wisconsin, Ron Fox from Oregon, Ken Vandeveer from Oklahoma, James Forehand from Corpus Christi, Greg Ambergy from Ohio, and Gene Davy Duck. We're still waiting to hear from where he came from, but he contributed $300, and Clifford Grubbs calling in from Victorville, California. Want to apologize to Richard Mull for screwing up American Idol for him tonight. And want to thank Kristen Shira, who is helping out here, and our studio audience, and our engineer, producer, and pledge receiver extraordinaire, Sean O'Halloran. Michael, thank you so much. Good effort tonight, and we'll do it again. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise in 1 week's time.
Yes. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you.
We so appreciate it, folks. This is a real good start, and let's get us over the top in the next couple weeks, and we will continue sharing this wonderful good news that God is no longer upset. The war is over. The peace treaty was signed in the blood of Jesus over 2,000 years ago, and we have been declared not guilty. Good news. It's good news. Till next time, this is Glenn Klein Online saying, Shalom, everybody!